AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The frontrunners come out stronger after Super Tuesday. Hillary Clinton halfway to the delegates needed for the Democratic Party presidential nomination. Donald Trump taking 46% of the GOP delegates awarded so far. A closely divided Supreme Court has heard arguments over a Texas law regulating abortion clinics. Mark Smith with more.
Abortion!
While backers of both sides chanted outside, inside lawyers debated the law mandating tougher safety measures and hospital admitting privileges for clinic doctors. Its author, state lawmaker Jody Laubenberg, says women need the protection.
That is what this is all about, quality of care.
But lead plaintiff Amy Hagstrom Miller of Whole Woman's Health says the only purpose is shutting clinics down.
It is harsh. And it does nothing to advance medical health for women.
If the now eight justices deadlock, they could let the law stand, or they could rehear the case when they're back at full strength. Mark Smith, Washington.
A House committee formed to investigate fetal tissue research holds its first hearing, Democrats calling the panel a witch hunt that could endanger abortion providers and others involved in the research. Committee Chair, Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn.
There is something going on and something that deserves investigating, and it demands our best moral and ethical thinking.
University of Wisconsin Professor of Law and Bioethics Alto Charo tells the committee fetal tissue research has helped save lives.
Diseases do not discriminate, and the beneficiaries of this research come from every place on the political, religious, geographic, and economic spectrum.
Mississippi's attorney general says he will defend the Confederate-themed state flag against a lawsuit that seeks to remove the banner, even though he thinks the flag hurts the state and should change. Democrat Jim Hood says his opinion about state laws won't prevent him from fulfilling his oath. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 27. This is AP Radio News. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is catching heat and ridicule in his home state for his support of Donald Trump. Warren Levinson has a rundown.
Anger because Governor Christie is seen as still campaigning and neglecting his job, and ridicule because, well, did you see him on Super Tuesday?
You know, it has been a really, really dramatic descent.
Montclair State University political scientist Bridget Harrison says Christie's lost boy appearance with Trump will only make things harder for a governor with record low job approval.
It must be enormously difficult to govern effectively and even to just be Governor Chris Christie.
One newspaper chain is calling for Christie's resignation or recall. Harrison says neither is likely. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Pentagon is turning to computer hackers to find and fix cybersecurity. Security vulnerabilities. The high-tech specialists are being brought in to try to breach the Defense Department's public internet pages. The Hack the Pentagon program begins next month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.